This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody. It's not Wayne Allen Root tonight. My name is Lee Elsie, and I have been filling in for Wayne Allen Root every single time Wayne is off, and I get a chance to do it today. Again, Wayne took Friday off, and he took today off. He'll be back tomorrow. Might be 7 o'clock tomorrow, so I'll be filling in maybe for the first hour of the program as he'll be jetting in. But I always look forward to hanging out with you guys. Again, my name is Lee Elsie, and I broadcast straight out of Connecticut. I'm actually right smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York, and I hope you all enjoyed your Easter. And I'm so frustrated by what I want to open up with today. I got a feeling you'll probably be upset with what I have to say. I'm frustrated because I've had this conversation many times, and I always ask myself in situations where 800 people, over 800 innocent people, are either killed or wounded. And it happens in a church. And I know you're going to hate to hear this, but where's God? Where is he? I mean, I'm frustrated on things like this. It angers me to see things like this happen when you see absolute innocence wiped out. Absolute innocence wiped out. And it's not just, you know, this instance with churches or this instance with, you know, a shooting here or a shooting there or a killing here or a killing there. I ask myself, you know, where exactly is somebody or something or some entity to step in and do something about this? And I know it's sort of a theoretical type of an idea, and you know, but you're looking at people who are going to church on an Easter Sunday to worship a God, and in doing so, they put themselves right between the crosshairs and are killed by terrorists. 300 innocent guys. And I'm watching the video of this as they're taking, you know, body bags in and out or out of the church into wherever they're putting them. And you know, I kept thinking to myself, is that a child? Is that a kid? Is that a baby? Is that a young person? Is that, you know, some older folks who have gone to this church for as long as they've been? I mean, it's very frustrating. And it circles back to this whole idea of this insanity. I'm sorry, I know we know now don't know have an idea who it is. It's another instance, more than likely, of a fanatical Muslim group causing death and destruction. And I'm also frustrated because this is not the first time this has happened. This is not something that is sort of out of the blue. Now, I don't consider myself a religious person. I believe in God. I believe he's up there, or out there, or in here. I believe that. I don't think what we have going on this planet is accidental. Now, I don't think we have a God who interferes with every single aspect of your life. He's not in your head telling you to go left when you want to go right. I don't believe that. I believe, as I've always believed, that in essence, he is, you know, like spinning, like if you took a quarter and spun it on a tabletop, he spun that quarter and walked away, and it's spinning, and you know, every once in a while it goes back to check on it to make sure it's still spinning. That's what I think. And that's the only way I can rationalize and ration away something that happened like this. Otherwise, a God wouldn't let that happen. But I do believe that we are bigger than what we have here. It's just very frustrating when you see something like this happen. And it's a confusing scenario, I guess is the best way to put it. But I believe that there is a greater power but not one that dominates and dictates every second of our life. We have to make our own choices, our own free will. And in doing so, that means we have to protect those that need protection. And we have to actually step up when we need to step up. And these folks over here in Sri Lanka, they had information 10 days ago that something like this could happen, and they did nothing. Now, I don't know if you know this, but 1,063 churches were attacked, or symbols were attacked, since 2018. 1,063 in France alone. 1,063 churches / or symbols, like big outside crucifixes, attacked. Whether it's graffiti, knocked over, burned. 1,063. 47 in February alone. Now, we are told, we are mandated, we are forced, we are guilted into bowing, I guess, as Americans at the altar of the Muslim faith now, right? And my meaning is that we're not allowed to criticize anything Muslim anymore, right? That's where we are right now. Anything that has to do with a Muslim faith, we are no longer allowed to criticize. Yet, we can be criticized, we can be damned by folks who believe in that certain religion. And I'll just point to two of the Muslims, the only two Muslims that actually serve in Congress right now, Omar and Rashida Tlaib. And so far, since Easter Sunday, since the blast, 24 plus hours, not one word from either one. Not one word saying, this is horrible, we've renounced this, this is not what the Muslim faith is all about. And I'll say this, I don't see anybody anywhere, at any time, doing anything similar. In other words, they never, ever, ever, ever condemn. You never see that. You never see groups come out and say, no, this is not what we're about. It may be a week or 10 days later, maybe when they know nobody's paying attention anymore. Very rarely do they do it right away. And I don't want to hear the nonsense where, oh, no, these major networks aren't playing it. Garbage. CNN would run like a bat out of hell to find somebody who's willing to condemn anything, any kind of a Muslim attack. They would be there in half a second. You don't see it. And I'll circle back to something I've been saying on the radio for 15 years. I want to see when something like this happens, when something big happens, whether it's a 9/11 or this or whatever it is that is completely done by radical Muslims, I want to see the Muslims in this country gather together. And whether it's a million Muslim march in Washington condemning this nonsense, and I want to make sure that they're all waving American flags, and they're all standing behind us in unity. When something like this happens here in this country or in another part of the world, you never see that. You never see it. So that's why there is a stigma attached to anybody of that faith from people that are on the fence, that people that are nervous, people that keep, you know, they pick up the paper and they read the paper and they watch TV or they listen to the radio and they hear, oh, another attack, another terror attack somewhere in the world by a group of fanatical Muslims, right? So that middle-of-the-road person who works 45 hours a week, he's sitting there and he's thinking to himself, well, this is BS. Your exterior gets hardened and you're angry because you never hear anybody say, no, we're against that. And we want to be here to fight you on that, fight with you against that. But you rarely see that. At least I don't ever see it. Maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I'm changing the channel when they come on. I don't know. Maybe I don't, you know, I don't listen or watch long enough or read enough. I don't know. I don't see it, though. I don't see it. And things like this, this is the game, this is the kind of game changer. Because this is the divisive scenario that continues to actually separate us. It's just the way it is. So listen, I have a number of guests as I fill in for Wayne Allen Root tonight. You can always call in 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255. It's 833-WAR-TALK if you want to spell it out. My email address is easy, leelcradio@gmail.com, leelcradio@gmail.com, and I'd love to talk to any of you about any of this stuff at any point in time during the course of the night. We will have a couple of different guests, including a friend of mine on my morning show, Stephen Bucci, who is an expert in all of this kind of stuff, and he'll join us in this hour. A little later on, Murray Sabrin, who's an expert in finance, will join us in the second hour, and Catherine Cataline has written an interesting op-ed that I want to bring to your attention in the third hour. So we will have all three of those folks on today. If we have time, I'll take as many phone calls as humanly possible. As you know, this is the most friendly, caller-friendly show in the entire country. So it's always, and it's always a pleasure and honor to sit in this seat and talk to you guys each and every time I get a chance to do so. I do hope in all your Easter was good. I hope you got a chance to hang out with your family. Got a lot of candy. We had a get-together at the house, kind of the backtrack. It was nice. It's always good to see your cousins and your family and your friends and all that that goes along with it. But it actually doubles down on what I was just saying and how frustrating it is and how sad it is to see an event like this happen. And, I don't know, really, I almost feel helpless in it. And it's just, it's not something that's isolated. This happens just way too much. I mean, all these churches across Europe have been attacked on a regular basis. And listen, the Christians are under attack all over the world. And nobody does boo about it. Nobody says boo about this. Nobody does anything about this. Anyway. All right. Once again, you want to call in? Love to hear from you. 833-927-8255. 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and the show is War Now.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer. State laws apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory, 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
The
best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
War now!
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
The reason my voice sounds so good, my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges, my doctor suggests, and that's the reason. By the way, it's funny because it's two things. First of all, it's the reason my throat is in such good shape, and I'm able to do thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. And when I'm not on radio and TV, I'm doing thousands of hours of talking, giving speeches, and being on conference calls, and making business calls, and business meetings, on the phone, in person, you name it. My voice is a workhorse, thank God. For the last 3 years, I found 3 years ago, my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I like the cherry ones, and they have been a godsend. But also now, they sent me their colloidal silver lotion, you know, gel that you put on your face. And I had some sort of dry spot on my skin that wouldn't go away. Now, nobody else noticed it, but I could feel it. My hands would rub against it all the time, especially right before I went to bed. I would just feel like, what is that, man? It feels like my skin is kind of crunchy in that spot. It was just dry skin. It wouldn't go away no matter what I did. And I put the colloidal silver salve or gel or whatever you want to call it on there the last three nights in a row, and it's gone. It's gone. It's been there for like 5 years. No matter what lotion I put on my face, it never went away. I put colloidal silver on, gone. So go ahead and order from My Doctor Suggests. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Use promo code USA Radio, and you save 20% off your first order, and you can get the gel, you can get the mouthwash, you can get the soap. They sent all of it to me, and it's all fabulous. But the most important thing for me is the colloidal silver lozenges save my voice. My doctor suggests the name of the company. Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Just call toll-free, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. MyDoctorSuggests.com/root. Use the promo code USA Radio to save 20% off.
All right, we are back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and I'm going to go right to the phones. Our number is 1-833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll grab as many as we can. Let's go to Kevin in Connecticut. Kevin, how are you? You're on War Now.
Hey, how you doing, my friend? And
hey,
great job filling in. Good.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, listen, I just, driving here, and I had to pull over, and, I share the same sentiment. I mean, it's just what a world we live in, right? I mean, it's insane. 300 plus people worshiping in a church, and killed for what? For some political statement, some ideology that is insane in itself. It's rooted in insanity. But I think we live in a lawless society, not just in America, across this country today. We see a socialist movement in Paris. I mean, here we had the church in Notre Dame that burns down, and within days they had rioting in the streets. I wish we had answers, but I will refuse one thing. I won't turn and ask God why. I'll pray and I'll continue to be a worshiper who I am and understand that this unfortunately is there's some responsibility for man, and I think at some point we have to step up as a society, as I said, here in this great country. And you bring up great points about congresswomen who worship to the Quran. And why are they not stepping up and speaking out against these crimes? And I fear that my grandchildren that aren't born yet, they're going to live in a world that we're not going to like very much, Lee. We're not going to like very much at all.
You know, Kevin, I have some numbers that I'm going to share with everybody when we have a little bit more time later on in the show, but they're staggering numbers about some of the things that are happening Muslim-wise across the across the planet, and it's really remarkable, and nobody seems to really care about that. And in fact, if you talk about it, like just us talking about that, could label you as a racist. I'm just talking about a changing dynamic that's happening in different places around the globe. You got entire different cultures. Sweden, for example, if you listen to all accounts, won't be Sweden anymore in 50 years. Now, is that okay? Are we supposed to just accept that? If you're a Swedish citizen, are you supposed to just sort of sit down and say, okay, the culture that I grew up with, that my grandparents grew up with, and my grandparents' grandparents had, that will be gone in 50 years. Are you supposed to just sit there and say, okay, that's just the way it is?
I hear what you're saying, and to kind of tie it back to this country, we're facing some great challenges within our own country, and that's why I think, and I listen to you during the day and for many years, and you have a lot of the same followers that call into your radio show during the day. But let me say this on this national show, that we live in the greatest country on earth, and I will tell you for certain, I did a lot of soul searching over the last few months about my own life and my own situation, and I'm a former political.
Yeah.
I was formerly in politics, and
we got
probably
like 15
gonna consider,
seconds, Kevin. You got 15
you got
seconds.
It. And here's the bottom line.
Yep.
We need to step up, and this is why this president is the greatest president of our history.
All right, listen, we got to run, Kevin. Thank you very much. You're listening to the USA Radio Network in War Now. I'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to explosions that killed at least 290 people while injuring about 500 in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday.
Unthinkable. I've been fighting it for a long time. A lot of people have.
various government officials, and we are working with Sri Lanka.
The Trump Organization is suing the House Oversight Committee to block a subpoena for years of financial records. White House Counsel Jay Sekulow says the administration will not allow for congressional presidential harassment to go unanswered. Tax attorney Lisa Kucharski tells Fox News,
when they subpoena information or they want to engage in performing investigations, the Constitution still is in effect. And the Constitution states that they need a legitimate legislative purpose.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Ron Corey's book, Tenacity, the sponsor of this segment of the show. He's a Vegas tough guy, a former Marine from Brooklyn who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious he beat them all, and now he's telling the real story, the raw story. Nothing but the facts. The book's called Tenacity. It's the real story of what it takes to make it with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen is the voice of the audiobook. He, the star of Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. That's Corey as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his RonCoreyAuthor.com website. Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, author.com for more details. But go to Amazon and get Tenacity as a book, an e-book, a Kindle, or the Michael Madsen audiobook, Tenacity. Thank you, Ron Corey, for sponsoring the book.
All right, so it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Good evening, everybody, or good afternoon, depending upon where you are, whether you're listening as far away as Vegas or out there in Minneapolis, Dallas, Reno, New York, San Antonio, right here in Connecticut, where we just added, Wayne just added, that is, a couple of new stations. So we welcome our friends up and around Hartford, out there in Long Island, and everywhere in between. 1-833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. If you want to dial in, love to talk to you about anything and everything that's up for grabs. Listen, we can go back and talk about Sri Lanka if you want to. I wanted to go and talk about the old staple here. We'll get to Mueller later on, but, you know, there is this surge in migration that is overwhelming ICE officers. 100,000 in the month of January, 100,000 in the month of March, over 100,000 last month, and right now we're on pace for 140,000 immigrants, illegal immigrants, making their way to the border of the United States. Now, deportation officers are cutting loose over 1,000 immigrant family members who are living in the United States every single day, setting them free. Setting them free to the border states. Now, if you're living in a border state, how does that make you feel? Think about that. Your freedoms, your liberties are being infringed because you've got people who are not supposed to be here, and we don't really know. I mean, they're assuming that these folks that they're letting go are not dangerous, but they don't really know. They just don't have any place to hold them. Think about that. Over the last 3 months, again, 107,000 family members were caught at the border and then released. 107,000! Now, I don't have an answer. I originally thought maybe a tent city would be a way to deal with this. You've got folks who are coming here and they want to claim asylum, which is the biggest hoax in immigration history, right? All you got to do is get here and say asylum, asylum, and then automatically you are now being put into a program of sorts, and you now get to be heard by a judge. And that line is over 2 years long. So you get a promise to appear in court. And voila, you disappear and you're never seen again. They don't find these people again. That's just what's happening. And that's happening every single day. Like I said, 140,000 people coming across the border. That's 5,000 people every day. That's a caravan of people coming to the country every single day. So they're overwhelmed. Again, they can catch people. They can even put ankle monitoring devices on some, but not all. We don't have enough. There's check-in schedules. Don't do any good. Now, worse yet, officials say they had to pull deportation officers off duty in prisons and jails where they were arresting criminals. Now, they can't. The current crisis that is occurring at the southwest border, the numbers are so overwhelming. Folks don't know what to do. There's just not enough bodies. And I still think, and I think Wayne is 100% right on this. I hear him talk about this, but, you know, aside, I think this is completely fueled by the drug cartels. I think they pay these people, a few bucks to get up to this country at the same time in waves because you overwhelm the system. And when you overwhelm the system, now these all the Border Patrol agents have to go and deal with this. And then that leaves huge openings for these guys to drive their drugs right on through, or carry their drugs, or however they get their drugs, and no one's looking. You know, you put the diversion over there, and, you know, you take care of your business over here. I think that happens every single day in this country. Now, as the deportation officers have been pulled from their regular duties, ICE arrests have plummeted 12%, falling from more than 39,300 during the final 3 months of 2017 to just above 34,000. How about this? Speaking of ICE, I wanted to circle back to this just for a second. I talked about Rashida Tlaib. Did you, by any chance, get a chance to see Rashida Tlaib and what she had to say the other day about ICE? Now, she was speaking, I don't know where she was speaking, she was at some luncheon, and she was calling on her supporters to go on a hunger strike to put an end to ICE. A hunger strike to put an end to ICE. She's a congresswoman in the United States of America, and she is now going on record along with Omar. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is on that list as well. They want to disband ICE. ICE is a major factor in keeping us safe every single day. This is akin to treason. I mean, what these people are doing, in particular the three that I just mentioned, it's unheralded. It's never been done before. But she wants to go on a hunger strike to disband ICE? First of all, what country does she think this is? Where does she think... the rate is still rising. Homeland Security people say that the border authorities are on track again this month to snare about 140,000 immigrants here living in the country. Again, ICE, CBP aren't prepared for those. Can't come close to the preparation for those kinds of numbers. And as it turns out, the overall apprehension numbers were higher, but the problem is they have to catch and release. They don't have anywhere to put them. So I thought at first, my first thought was, you know, again, I was talking about this in the beginning of this segment, is that maybe a tent city, right? Maybe we put grab 100 acres of land, 200 acres of land on the border of Mexico and Texas or something with some rancher who's willing to give that up. And we build a tent city. And anybody who comes here goes to that tent city. And if they're seeking asylum, they have to wait there for a judge to hear their case. But the problem is the math doesn't add up. I mean, if you've got these kinds of numbers coming across the border, and the only thing that would slow that down is if they hear that if they come across the border, they're going to go into essentially a camp to be held until their hearing. That may slow down the number of people coming here. But if it didn't, if you're talking about 100,000 people a month, in a year, 2 years, you'd have two million people living in a tent city. It's impossible to take care of them. How would you do it? Sanitation alone, food alone, it would cost us billions of dollars to do that. Not that it doesn't already cost us billions of dollars to deal with what we have to deal with now. But I don't know if they're... The only logical solution to this, the only thing that we can actually do, honestly, is we have to change that asylum law. We have to fix it. We have to make it so that somebody who just doesn't come here can't claim asylum, and whammo, they're in, and they're locked into the system for X amount of times. That cannot happen. That has to stop. We have to do a better job with that on the border. And this morning I was talking about these, and I use the term loosely, vigilantes on the southern border. I don't know if you saw that story, but there was an arrest on the southern border. A group who were protecting either their property or the southern border and supposedly helping out the Border Patrol agents, but the Border Patrol agents will not, you know, come down and say that they are actually receiving aid from these folks. But there's a group of people who, one, the head was arrested, just, I think it was yesterday or today, early today, and they were apprehending people. They were getting people who were coming across the border, and they're holding them. They're sending them back. Now, yeah, do I want vigilante justice in this country? No. I think that sets a really dangerous precedent. However, and again, I said the same thing this morning, and I'll say it again here on these, you know, USA Radio Network radio stations across the country. If I were living in a border state or a border town, and I kept watching people coming across the border by the dozen, you know, a dozen here, 15 here, 100 here, every single day, either running through my property or across my property or across my town, you know, around my high school or back in the woods or wherever they're coming. If I kept watching that day after day after day after day, you know what? I would definitely grab and join a few friends and join or create a group that puts an end to that nonsense, because I'm not getting any help from Uncle Sam. Nobody is there for me. I mean, think about it. You want somebody coming through your yard every single day? You want 25 people because you have the shortcut to the store come cutting through your yard, your lawn every day? You know what you're going to do? You're going to build a fence. Is what you're going to do. You're going to build a fence so they go around. That's what a normal person would do. That's what a person who is, not a lunatic and has an idea about their safety and their family safety, that's what they would do. It's insane. It really is. I mean, what's going on at the southern border is an absolute disaster. And I know the president ran on this. Somehow, some way, this has to be rectified, because this is a major deal that needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with very, very quickly. My name is Lee Elsie. I have the honor of filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Coming up next, my good pal Stephen Bucci will join us. He is from the Heritage Foundation. Don't move. We'll be right back. Hang on.
This is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most. Buy in bulk and get additional savings on fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See ProDesk for details.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Are you
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. Very special guest joining me right now. My good pal, Steve Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Now, Steve has served 3 decades as an Army Special Forces officer and a top Pentagon official. I'm lucky enough to have him on my morning show once a week, and he joins us right now. Steven, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing fabulous. I thank you, as always, for being a big part of the show, and I want to start with Sri Lanka. I want you to break that down for everybody. What happened?
Well, you know, you had a very lucrative and soft target and a spectacular and symbolic target for Islamist extremists. And it was, you know, a bunch of Christian worshipers on Easter Sunday worshiping together. So you've got a large mass of people. You know where they're going to be. You know what the schedule is. And you get someone who's willing to give their life along with them, and they went in and killed them. And I know it seems to be pointing to one of the local Islamist groups there in Sri Lanka, but, you know, people need to understand being a Christian around the world is not quite like it is in America. You know, here we get upset when somebody's mean to us or says something that's not very polite. In other countries, you're putting your life on the line when you go into a Christian church where there is a predominantly Muslim or other religious background. And so these people will be known as martyrs as we go forward.
Should there be something that we should be doing as a country to protect these Christians all over the planet?
You know, I really wish there were, Lee, but I can't think of what it could be. I mean, we could show them support. We could give them rhetorical, you know, help, but they're minorities living in countries that are both ideologically and realistically hostile to them, and you know, that's their calling. I don't know what else we can do. We can't make these countries stop behaving this way. We can work with local authorities to try and mitigate these really violent Islamist extremists. You know, it's not every Muslim. It's a small group, but they're pretty deadly. And a very likely target for them almost always are Christian groups who are worshiping in their country.
There doesn't seem to be the same kind of outrage when a Christian church is blown up or Christians die as opposed to some other religious group. Maybe that's just me and from my perspective, but it doesn't seem like worldwide that it gets the same kind of play if a mosque was blown up. Does that make any sense?
It does, and it's unfortunate. I saw a post somebody put up that had the statements made by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton after the New Zealand shooting at the mosque and what happened yesterday. And interestingly, both of them were very clear of their support for the Muslim peoples. And, I mean, it was clearly focused on that. In their statements yesterday, neither of them would even use the word Christian. They referred to them as Easter worshipers. And so you realize, yeah, there's a different standard. The outrage is much less. The vocal support for the people who have been victimized was different than it was in that. And that's unfortunate. You know, people who are victimized are victims. And, you know, terrorism is terrorism, whether it comes from a white supremacist or a radical Islamist group. And it should be condemned. You know, by everybody in both situations, but it should be condemned in the same kind of tone because it's just as horrific.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, again, always lucky to get a chance to chat with him. His background is rather remarkable. Cybersecurity, military special operations, and defense support to civil authorities. He's been in the military, or was in the military for 30-plus years, Army Special Forces, and he's one of our go-to guys when we're talking about things going on around the globe. But I did want to get your opinion on this whole Mueller report. And, you know, people are really going out of their way, especially people on the left, to attack Barr and call him a toady and a lackey. Why would somebody come back? Why would he do that? Would he do that? No, of course not, right?
He wouldn't do that, and he hasn't done that. You know, if you look back at his confirmation hearing, other than a few really radical exceptions, you know, the vast majority of the Senate, they voted him in without any problems, you know, because he was a recognized commodity, he had a record, and it was a good one. He gave the answers based on the law, and now, you know, my favorite one was, I read somewhere where somebody said, well, he is the hand-picked choice to be Attorney General by President Trump. Who the heck else is going to pick the Attorney General? That's the President's job, you know. And if you really look, and I've read a lot of stuff by a lot of different legal experts, not just media commentators, but the legal experts are all saying, you know, everything Barr said is kind of legit. It fits the law. That original report and the subsequent report was done in concert with the Mueller team. Now, there may have been one or two who didn't particularly like it, but Mueller himself and the majority of his team participated in the redactions. All of that has legal basis for doing it, in some cases legal requirements for doing it. And so all the stuff these people are saying, it's a bunch of political theater, again, Lee. And we need to recognize it as such. You know, the Congress has a right to investigate. I think they're going to find nothing. The trained investigators took 2 years and found basically nothing. You know, other than President Trump gets really mad when somebody accuses him of something he didn't do and rants and raves a little bit. But you know what? Having worked in Washington, lots of people in Washington in those big jobs rant and rave. We've just never had anybody where, you know, all the press were diving in trying to find it all out and doing it. We never had an investigation of this sort looking at those things. So, you know, I think this is going to continue for a while. I think there's no doubt of that. But I think it's going to come out the same way the actual report came out. You know, a lot of nothing.
Stephen, thanks a lot. I got to run. You're listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today.